have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hi, my name is Shea Samuels, owner of Let's Talk Business Consulting, Strategy, and Coaching Group, LLC. My team and I are excited about the opportunity to work with you. Yes, that's right, you. Have you been looking for ways to re-strategize, market, brand, or promote your business? Have you been looking for a consultant that can help you bring your vision to life? Well, whether you are a large or small corporation, we have just the package for you. So, let's talk business. Contact us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. Let's Talk Business, a Beyond the Fence Enterprise Expansion Company.
I feel like Bruce Banner. I feel like Bruce Banner. Can't nobody stop me. My plug got the answer. I know my guy got me. I'm unstoppable.
You can't stop what is meant to prosper. Nah. Got them hits like an LA Dodger. Yeah. God chose me, put me on the roster. Yeah. Chasing goals, I won Grammys and Oscars. Took some losses, but I'm still a winner. Been forgiven, but I'm still a sinner. Wanna see me fail, that won't happen though. I'm the front page in the centerfold. I can't be stopped, I got the power. My enemies looking real sour. Trying to hold me back like rush hour. All obstacles, I straight devour. No one's gonna stop me, I promise I don't play. You don't wanna whip me, I'm coming no delay. Hear a lot of talking, no matter what he say. Turning up the hustle, I'm bringing a heat wave.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
Host. I got the Holy Ghost, I do not need to boast. Nah. Strength within, release through the pen. Write about my sin, cause it inspires men. Humble with the talent, let him put me on high. The power that is in me, can't be seen like Wi-Fi. Overcome the look of fear and tell it bye-bye. Undefeated through the Lord, no I won't lie. Oh my, oh my, you don't wanna waste time. It'll fly by, fly by. Came into the game, it was all in vain. Switched up a frame, now I'm in my own lane. Gotta see the vision, get a plan, make it clear. Pray and set the hustle on, I will appear. Never quit, stay the course, trust fate. Even when you think the dream is coming late. I've already had a lot of reasons I can throw in the towel. But the spirit living in me doesn't ever let me know how. Tired of all the rappers claiming what they're really not like, wow. I see a lot of foolery, not fooling me, I gotta call a foul. Can't be stopped, will not quit. I got goals, I'm gon' hit. Go so hard, I'm so lit. Mind on him, homie, that's it.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
Wrote this verse on the resurrection. Stepped on in, healed my infection. Since that day I've had your protection. No question about it, my best selection. Got the picture like panorama. All glory up to Hosanna. My fire lit, started going hammer. That's why I feel like Bruce Banner.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
That got me going. Wow, I like that, boy. Nothing like some good music, man, to get the blood pumping and the heart pumping. Welcome to another Sunday with Nuts. Yeah. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm really liking it a whole lot. Welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And I tell you, it has been quite the week. As you know, we did celebrate the 9-1-1. Well, we didn't celebrate, but we had the remembrance of the 9-11 occurrence, the bombing of the towers. I don't care if you say what you want, but they use those planes as bombs. The bombing of the towers, and we commemorate the day with parades and just reflections, lives that were lost. I tell you what, it was quite an emotional day. I know for me personally, being a veteran. To all those who were affected directly or indirectly by the loss of life due to the occurrences and the tragedies of 9/11, 2001, I just want to send out my my prayers and my best wishes and condolences, because I know even though time passes, it doesn't really get any easier. So, but I am here, and I am here to put a little funny in your bone, a little laughter in your heart, okay, a little jiggle in your jelly belly. I am DeAndre, and again, welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. It's been quite the week, and I tell you, I'm so glad to be here with you. I know I say it a lot. I do. No, you're too kind. I say it quite often. Matter of fact, I think I do say it all the time or every time. But you know what? I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it the last time or the time before the last time that I said it. This is the last time or maybe the next to the last time. I really did miss you guys, and I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share it with me. For another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre, and I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to say thank you and shout out Miss Kimmy Robinson and Elation Magazine for giving me such a wonderful platform, which I use to help so many people. Because again, as the disclaimer goes, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for y'all because I don't need help. I'm perfectly fine. I really am. You guys are the ones with the problem, and I just love being a problem solver because I'm a helper. I'm a doer. I'm a giver. So that's what I give. My job is to help you be better in any way I possibly can. So let's get right into it. This first segment is a segment that was actually requested by one of the members of the church. So I told her that I would definitely do this. I know she's going to listen to it probably Monday. On her way to work, or she's getting ready to work, as she says. So this first segment is that really positive? She says there's some people, some co-workers, that a group of young women, and every now and then they hang out or go and hang out. And sometimes she's got one of the people in the group that says some things or makes comments, and she sometimes does a double take or be like, did she really say that? So is that really positive? Now, I tell you what, people say things all the time. They say little comments, and sometimes they say with a smile on their face, but they have malice in their heart, okay? What they do, they stab you in the back when they smile in your face because they want to take your place. The backstabber. So is that really positive? You be the judge. Number one, is that really positive? Ooh, girl, you know what? That don't look bad on you. Wait a minute. It don't look bad on you. It don't look good on you either, though. It don't look bad, but it don't look good. So what it look like? Is it just there? Is that really positive? Number two, is that really positive? Wow. Oh, my God. Girl, I can't believe how good you look. Wait a minute. Is she supposed to be ugly? In your mind, she's supposed to always look ugly, toe down? Huh? Like a mud duck? Like a sewer rat? And you just can't find some in your heart? There's no way in your imagination she's supposed to look good? She's supposed to always be ugly? Is that really positive? Number three, is that really positive? This one right here. Girl, I was so shocked when I found out you and Steve were getting married. Wait a minute. First of all, who the hell is Steve? And second of all, why were you shocked that Steve would want to marry her? Do you know something about Steve that she don't know? Maybe you know Steve a little better than she knows Steve. Is that really positive? Number four, is that really positive? Girl, I'm going to tell you right now, your personality is what makes you beautiful. Hey, wait a minute. It ain't your facial features. It ain't your body, your curve. It's your personality. So it's what's on the inside that makes you beautiful, because the outside is just toe up from the flow up. Is that really positive? Number five, is that really positive? Girl, you know what? I just can't believe how well behaved your kids are. I just can't believe how well behaved they are. Wait a minute, so our kids are supposed to be bad, little terrors? They're supposed to be demons and sneakers? So you're telling me she's supposed to have some little antichrist running around. You can't believe how well behaved her kids are. What are you saying? That she was brought up in a trough? That she was a wild animal? So her kids should be wild animals too? Come on now. Is that really positive? This one right here, number six. Is that really positive? I like it, but how are you driving a new car? Wait a minute. It don't matter how she's driving a new. Wait a minute. Ain't none of your business. What, she ain't supposed to? She don't deserve to drive a new car. She's always got to be in a bucket, huh? She's got to. So what? Is she supposed to be confined to just a hoopty? Come on now, I'm just saying, y'all, is that really positive? People say let's say it, and I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't know. They could be smiling in your face, but they got the knife in your back. Is that really positive? This right here, is that really positive? Well, girl, honestly, I've seen you look a lot worse. Uh-uh. Don't get your eyes clawed out. I've seen you look a lot worse. Is that really positive, ladies? This one right here, is that really positive? I mean, well, if you like the way it looks, so you just, so you gonna let her go out the house in public like that? You ain't gonna tell her that she looks terrible. You ain't gonna tell her she's a hot mess. Wow, what a friend you are. Is that really positive? This one right here, is that really positive? Look, I'm just going to be honest with you, girl. Just be thankful you got a man. Wait a minute. Wait, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to be honest with you, girl. Just be thankful you got a man. Not a good man. Just a man. Any kind of man. Wait a minute. A homeless man. An abusive man. A crazy man. A demonic man. Okay. Wait a minute. A murdering man. A battering man. Man, just be happy you got a man. Is that really positive? Listen right here. Is that really positive? Girl, you know what? I like that. You look cute for a change. Uh-oh. Uh-uh. Now, you know what? You did not just say that to that woman's face. Oh, wow. Okay. Really positive right here. You know what? You look so, I can't believe how much weight you've lost. I can't believe how much weight you've lost. So she always supposed to be fat. She's always supposed to be pleasantly or unpleasantly plump, overweight, obese. Oh. Wow. Is that really positive? This one right here. Is that really positive? I was so surprised to hear the good news that you finally got a promotion. Wait a minute. Now, part of that is positive, but surprised. Why was she surprised to hear the good news? What, she didn't think you deserved it? Huh? She had no faith in your ability or your knowledge on the job or your expertise in your chosen professional field? Is that really positive? And finally, is that really positive? Girl, I can tell you really trying to keep yourself up. Wait a minute, you're trying to keep yourself up. You ain't keeping yourself up, but she can tell you trying at least. Is that really positive? Okay. Yeah. This next segment is a segment that I was inspired to do at the beginning of the stimulus package that the government decided to give out, because they were sending these checks to people. And I noticed that people that were getting these checks, they seemed to be in the supermarket with a food stamp card in one hand and hundreds in another hand. And they had steak and shrimp and lobster in their basket. And, man, I mean, I'm working hard for my money, but, you know, I got to – you know, maybe a 5-pound package of ground beef and maybe a couple of frozen dinners. But these people were living the good life. And so I just asked myself, aren't these people doing too much with their little stimulus money, doing too much? And you know what? You could be doing too much. It could be a family member doing too much. It could be a friend or a coworker, a stranger in the street, someone you see at the local grocery store, at the bank, someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful, sunny day. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people that, hey, you know what, it ain't none of my business, but if you ask my opinion, and I know you might not be asking, but I'm going to give it to you anyway because it's mine. I can give it and share whenever, however I want. You're doing a little too much. All right. If you don't recognize any of these in anybody you know, that's because all of them are you, and you are doing too much. Here we go. If this is you, you're doing too much. If you got a gold suit with your initials in it, you're doing too much. If this is you, you're doing too much. You got the food stamp office and all Gucci. You just Gucci. You're doing too much. If this is you, you're doing too much. Lord Jesus. You actually keep your food stamp card in a wall safe. So you're doing too much. I mean, how much is on that card? If this is you, you're doing too much. You got a pool table in your bathroom. You know what, black folk or white folk, whoever, you're doing too much. If this is you, you're doing too much. Lord Jesus. Women. If you got a wig with a part in it, you know what, just stop. You're doing too much. If this is you, you're doing too much. You at a yard sale making it rain. You're throwing up dollars. Okay. If this is you, you're doing too much. Lord Jesus. You at the gym on the treadmill wearing a mink coat. You ain't gonna mess around and pass out, stupid. You're doing too much. If this is you, you are doing too much, Lord Jesus. If you got a window air conditioning unit in your car hooked up to your battery, you know what? If this is you, you're doing too much. Oh, my God. You got your debit card. Oh, my God. You got your debit card number tattooed on your wrist. Yeah, you're doing too much. You're doing, and this is you, you're doing too much, Lord Jesus. You at the family reunion asking different family members out. Okay. Yeah. And finally, you're doing too much if this is you. Still praying for the president, saying the vote has got to be overturned. First of all, he ain't the president no more. Stop it, people. Stop it. Again, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for y'all because y'all really need help. This next segment, I'll tell you what, it's a segment that I have really grown fond of, because it's a segment that I call Make That Make Sense. You know what? People are just doing stupid stuff, and they stupid. No, they're not. And no, it's not. It just don't make sense to me. And so rather than to judge somebody or prejudge somebody based on what I see, hear, or feel about them, based on how they look, how they talk, or what they're doing, I just have to ask myself, wait a minute. Maybe they're not stupid. Maybe they're not a buffoon or idiot. Maybe it makes perfect sense to them. But because it don't make sense to me, that's not their fault. So I just want it to make sense to me, so I don't go around calling people stupid and falsely accusing them of being idiots. So make that make sense. Okay? Number one. Make that make sense. Wow. How you get a ticket for jaywalking and your name is Rashawn? Make that make sense. A grown man with gray hair and baby hair. How you going to have gray hair and baby hair mixed in together? I don't understand. It's like good versus evil on your head. Number three, make that make sense. You checking the balance on your food stamp card using your new iPhone. Oh, wow. Really? You got $1,200 iPhone checking the balance on your food stamp card. Wow. Make that make sense. Number four, make that make sense. Why you, I don't understand, why you blind wearing reading glasses? Maybe that's me. But make that make sense. Number five, make that make sense. You shave your eyebrows off women and then you draw them back on. Uneven. See, I don't understand. You know what? Yeah, whatever you do, just okay. And finally, make that make sense. How you got a hair bump on a bald spot? You know what? I love that one. I don't understand. You can't either. That is an oxymoron. That is stupid to me. You got a. It don't even go together. A hair bump on a bald spot. Wow. Okay. All right, now this next segment, of course, this is I'm a Thug segment. This I'm a Thug is just what it is. I'm a Thug. That's right. That's right. I'm a Thug and I do thuggish things. I live a Thug life. No, I'm not. That's a lie. I ain't no Thug. Y'all, quit thugging out here. Tupac lied to y'all. Heaven ain't got no ghetto. I mean, heaven ain't got no ghetto. Heaven ain't got no ghetto. But hell do. You know what they call it? Hell. You know what? You could be the thug. Could be a family member thugging. Could be a friend, a coworker, stranger in the street, someone you see at the local grocery store or at the bank, or somebody you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people that, you need to quit thugging like that. Quit living a thug life, okay? Get your life right. Do better, want better, and be better, okay? Number one. Again, if you don't recognize any of these in anybody you know, that's because all of them are you, and you are a thug supreme. Number one, I'm a thug. I order chicken and eat the bone first, then the meat. Wow, that's a thug right there. That's about as ignorant as it comes. You're a stupid thug. You order chicken and then eat the bone first and then the meat. Yeah, that's a thug right there. That's a hardcore thug. Number two, I'm a thug. I stand up in church and shout out the devil. What the? Okay. Yeah, that's a thug for real. You in church shouting out the devil? Man. That is probably the most extreme thug that I can think of. Oh, man, that rattled me. Number three, I'm a thug. I got my chest hair tattooed on. That's a thug right there, boy. You done tattooed some chest hair. First of all, where the hair come from? You know what? Anyway, number four, I'm a thug. My false teeth got real cavities. What? I think that's nasty. But yeah, thugs are nasty. Number five, I'm a thug. I told my son, if anybody mess with him on the school bus, he better fight the driver and win. I like that one right there. You tough your kids up. Wait a minute. Why are you trying to fight the bus driver? He ain't getting nothing to you. I'm a thug. I ask homeless people for change. See, right there, these people got enough on their mind, okay? They got enough. They're dealing with hardships. Leave them alone. They can't give you no money. They trying to get some money. I'm a thug. I don't sell drugs. I sell prescriptions. Yeah, that's a thug right there. So you just selling a whole bottle of stuff. Somebody taking diabetes medicine, and they got hemorrhoids. What? You know what? I'm a thug. I stand outside abortion clinics and hand out baby Ruth candy bars. See, you know what? You abortion clinic, you handing out baby Ruth. You know what? Well, that's a thug right there. I'm a thug. I told the officer that pulled me over for drinking and driving, no, you can't have none. And don't ask. Well, yeah, that's a thug right there. And finally, I'm a thug. Wow. It's a thug right here, y'all. Listen to this one. I'm a thug because I said so in your mama. You know, that's a thug right there. I don't care what nobody say. That's a hardened, downright, bona fide, certified thug. Especially when he throw the mama part in there. Yeah, so that's a thug right there. Let me tell you now, this next segment, and again, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for y'all. This next segment is a segment that you know what? I really do love this segment because it's a segment that I will say is one that is one of the staples of the Sunday with Nuts and Dre, and it's out of order. You know, a lot of people don't realize they're out of order. Yeah, they don't. Let me tell you what, out of order could be you. It could be a family member. It could be a coworker, a friend, someone you see, a stranger in the street, at your local bookstore, at the bank, of someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out things to people that are out of order, situations that are out of order, so we can help them get what? In order. I want you to do better and be better, okay? Because I want better for you. Now, if you don't recognize anybody you know, that's because all of them are tied to you. And you are totally out of order. So please stop being out of order and get yourself in order to succeed in life. Out of order. If this is you out of order, let me tell you what. Okay? Lord Jesus. If you got stains on the inside and the outside of your underwear, you know what you have to order. Y'all, you know, I'm finna quit. You know, you got stains on the inside and the outside of your underwear. You got to order. Number two, I'm sorry, excuse me, y'all. Oh, my God. If this is you, you got to order. If you had a baby so ugly that the doctor tried to push it back up in you, you got to order. If this is you, you out of order. If you got dentures and one of the teeth in your dentures is crooked, you out of order. Where you get your dentures from? Scratching dent? You know what? Yeah, you out of order, though. I'm sorry, y'all. That's okay. We got to be professional. If this is you, you out of order. If you go to the school of the blind and walk around the hallways and deliberately bump into people on purpose, you out of order. Leave them people alone. It's just leave them people alone because they upset thinking it's their fault. But you out of order for that. If this is you, you sure enough out of order, Lord Jesus. If you go to a church that's so ghetto, communion consists of Dr. Pepper and Dorito potato chips. You know what? You out of order. If this is you, you out of order, Lord Jesus. You wearing glasses so thick, you can read people's minds. You know what? Just stop. If this is you, you out of order. If you got a fire stick for your 13-inch black and white TV, yeah, you out of order, you idiot. And finally, if this is you, you showing up out of order. If you at a yard sale trying to buy your significant other some sexy lingerie, you out of order. And you know what? That's nasty. And I hope you get COVID down there. I hope you get CV and BD. Shut up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry. Anyway, but bottom line, don't be looking for lingerie as a yard sale. Stop it. I wouldn't want it. you know what? On that note, I'm going to close this out like I always do with prayer. And so I ask you, please, to praise him. I ask you that all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed, unless, of course, you're blind, and then and it really don't matter. I mean, seriously, really, for real, wow. Oh, Lord, we thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Which way? That way. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. Which room is that? Whichever room you don't feel good and stupid. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty, mistrial. Most of all, thank you for being God and God alone. For loving us more than we could ever love you or even ourselves. Now continue to bless us and keep us. Give us strength as we go by our day-to-day activities. But let us also be mindful to give you the honor, praise, and the glory. For without you, we don't even exist. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, you guys have a great Sunday. I'm telling you, you know what? I'm claiming it right now. You're going to have a blessed week, and I'm telling you, from Monday through Sunday, all you're going to have is a great praise report, okay? God is going to bless you in ways you never saw coming. Ain't that awesome? I'm happy for you. I'm celebrating right now. Thank you, Jesus. You guys be blessed and not stressed. I tell you what, I will see you next Sunday. More Nuts with More Dre, because I'm a little hungry. I'm going to eat me a little bite of something, put on just a little bit of weight. I love you guys. There's nothing you can do to stop my love. If you try to, I'll hurt you. My love is pleasure and it's pain. You guys take care. Good night.
Man of faith, insomniac. We about to bring it back, cause I'ma bring it back. Okay, yeah. Taking it back to the days of the feel good. Yeah. Real hip hop was the soundtrack to my childhood. Okay. Going up without a care in the world. Uh-huh. Until the only thing I cared about the state of the world. You are the Zane on my level. I choose purpose over fame. I don't play with no devil. That's right. Nothing to it though, cause truly I was born a rebel. Destroying everything in sight is Tasmanian devil. So you can get mad if you want to. Block my shine, that's what you won't know. The sound here, man, there ain't nothing hotter. I refuse to let it die this time, so I feel I gotta bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Slide to the right, move to the left. Give me space, watch me do my step. Hands up, put them up in the sky. I'ma show you how to do it, go on, raise them high. Watch me do my dance. Just watch me do my dance. I see you looking, got them all in the trance. All eyes on me, they say they love my stance. I'm still moving, still grooving, still got flow. Yeah. Y'all thought I fell off, still hot though.
Right.
I've been winning, put my faith in Christ.
Uh-huh.
And he never let me down since he paid that price.
Paid that price.
Got love for my friends and my enemies.
Yeah.
Spread around like butter, that's a remedy.
Uh-huh.
Got enough for the hood and back. Plugged into the store so I never lack.
That's right.
So you can get mad if you want to.
If you want to.
Don't block my shine, that's what you won't know. The sound here, man, there ain't nothing hotter.
That's right.
I refuse to let it die this time, so I feel I gotta bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Slide to the to the right, moves to the left. Give me space, watch me do my step. Hands up, put them up in the sky. I'ma show you how to do it, go on, raise them high. Watch me do my dance. Just watch me do my dance. I see you looking, got them all in a trance. All eyes on me, they say they love my stance.
Come on,
okay,
yeah.
I'ma need everybody to report.
Let's go.
Everybody to the dance floor right now.
I got 5 more seconds.
5 more seconds.
Let's go.
To the right, move to the left. Give me space, watch me do my step. Hands up, put them up in the sky. I'ma show you how to do it, go on, raise them high. Watch me do my dance. Just watch me do my dance. I see you looking, got them all in the trance. All eyes on me, they say they love my stance. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back.